Hello?
I'm Rachel Neakal from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employee Division. And speak with the person who requests this call back.
One of the seniors.
How may I assist you today?
Yes, my doctor stopped me from working, and I don't know when I'm not able to work, do I get any compensation?
Okay, so you would like to apply for unemployment benefit?
Yes, ma'am, because I can't work anymore.
Okay, no problem.
And I don't have nothing coming in.
Yes, ma'am, no problem. Let me assist you. May I have please your social security number?
417-821-6693. 1693? Yes, ma'am.
May I have your full name, please?
Wanda Denise Moore Sears.
May I have your birthday, please?
4261.
Mother maiden name, please?
Woods.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let me read for you, Miss Sears. I understand that knowledge making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud. I understand that fraud is a federal offense, and I can be up to 5 years in prison and could affect my ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
Asking you other questions, do you file unemployment benefit in another state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you been in the Army in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Do you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for TAA?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you been working with a different social security in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Has your name changed since the last time that you applied for unemployment compensation?
No, ma'am.
Have you been, okay, could you please provide me your telephone number, miss?
324-365-8050.
Hello?
I'm still here.
May I have your phone number, please?
334-365-8050.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Let me ask you a question, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm filing for my disability. I ain't heard nothing yet back from it. So can I still do this?
Yeah, you can. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's totally different. So now let me ask you, just 1 second. Have you applied? Oh, may I have please your driving license number first?
Okay, let me get it. Hold
okay.
On. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm trying to find my bag. Hold on 1 minute, please. Yeah, do you see my pink bag?
What?
I just had it in my hand. Where did I put it? Hold on a minute, ma'am. I'm trying to find my bag. Oh, hey, I'm sorry. Okay, you need my driver's license number. I'm getting it to you now. Okay. It's, my number you want, 462, ma'am. Hello? 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 Don't you bring me out the phone, because I know this ain't hung up. Hello? Hello? Yeah, put it over there. Get the point key right here.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm over here.
Miss Sears, I'm sorry we missed connection for a little while. Could you please provide me again your driving license number?
462-9025.
driver's license is from Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have please your race? Are you white, African American?
I'm black. I'm a man.
And what is the highest grade that you complete in a school?
12.
Have you been in the United States Air Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, could you please provide me just home address, please? Let me see. Go back. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, may I have your home address, please?
Ma'am, what now?
Your home address.
Address 400 Summer Hill Road, Prattville, Alabama, 36067.
This is the same that your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have please your occupation from your last employer?
America Thrift Store.
Okay, what are you doing, Miss?
I was on production.
Production? Yeah, what exactly are you doing in that store?
So, an America Thrift Store?
Mm-hmm.
I would fold the clothes and put tags on them.
Okay. Industrial. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
I can't work anymore. I've been stuck from work since November.
Okay.
And I ain't heard from my disability now. I don't have nothing coming in but my retirement check.
Okay. Do you obtain work through a union hiring half?
Ma'am.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring half?
No, ma'am.
Are you attending a school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am. I say it again.
The company that you was working, they provide you a day that you have to go back to work.
I can't go back.
Okay, and also, are you available to accept full-time work?
Ma'am, I'm not okay. I can hear you.
Yes. Okay, the question is, are you available to accept full-time work? And you already told me that you're not.
I can't.
And also, let me read for you. Probably you have to provide some proof. In order to be available for unemployment, you must immediately accept full-time work. And the other one is, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? You already told me that you're not. They are totally disabled. So let me read for you. Is sickness or injury prevent from working, you are qualified based on this past experience. Benefit can be denied until such time that you can provide proof that you are able to work. So probably you will be required, some proof about your disability. Okay. So now let me ask you, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 5, but I can't work.
Yeah, you already provided me that information,
okay.
And I already read for you that, you know, in order to be eligible, you must accept full-time work and that kind of stuff, but probably you will be required to send some proof. Okay, what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
$10.
Do you own a business?
Ma'am?
Do you own a business?
Yes, ma'am. I own a Visa card.
Business.
No, ma'am.
Do you? Okay. Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working in a commission basis or do you have real estate license?
No, ma'am. I don't.
Have you applied or are you receiving compensation due to work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied or are you receiving a pension from an employer that you have worked in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you been working in another state other than Alabama between April 1st, 2023, December 31st, January 31st, 2024?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% off of your weekly benefit check for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
If you approve for benefit, you have the options to receive your payment, direct deposit to your checking or saving account, or you can choose the prepaid benefit card.
Checking account.
May I have your routing number, please?
I got to find it. That should hit all info I call. You shouldn't.
Okay. Everything regarding to Cash Out, PayPal, or Chime, the system don't allow to take it. If you have a traditional bank, you can provide me your routing number, please.
Where far go?
Yes, ma'am.
I gotta find that statement. Oh Lord, can you give me a minute?
Okay.
I don't think I have a statement. Oh, here go one, here go one, here you go. The routing number is Jesus. 062-000080.
It's 40, right?
Ma'am, I got my glass on. You repeat it back to me again, I'll tell you if it's correct.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not able to repeat just for security, but you can repeat for me.
Okay. It's you said the routing number is 062-400, that's 40.
Mm-hmm.
80.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your bank account number, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. 53-55-99-6884.
6884, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So now, let me update this information is here, and I will ask you, last employer name that you was working, may I have it, please?
Okay, I work in American Theater Store.
Sir, ma'am?
That was in November.
The company, hey. Last company that you was working, the name, the company name?
At American Theater Store.
American
Thrift Store.
I don't see this. Okay, let me ask you, do you recognize this one? Sobaski? Sobaski?
Yeah, that's Sobaski. That's correct. That's the manager. I mean, whatever. Yes, correct.
Okay, and what city is located this company?
Ma'am.
And what city you was working?
That was in Alabama.
Dothan?
Alabama. Prattville, Alabama. PRATTVILLE.
May I have the telephone number from this company?
Oh, I got to look it up. Hold on 1 minute.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yeah, man, I had the full number. I need this with the...
I'm sorry, 334-365-7800.
7800. Thank you, man. May I have, please, the beginning day that you start to work with this company?
Say it again.
Beginning day that you start to work with this
company. I started February the 18th, and I stopped November. The 21st, I think.
Okay, you are starting May 18, 2023?
I started February. I started in February.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the hospital on down from there, but February, March, and then I stopped in November.
Okay, February 18, 2023?
Yes, ma'am.
And last day that you physically went to work in November? What day
yes,
from
ma'am.
November?
23, yes, ma'am.
23, 2023, also?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and also, why you no longer working with them, Ms. Sincere?
I'm not, I got sick, I had a stroke.
So you got it sick?
Yes, ma'am, I got sick.
And also, could you please tell me the name of the person that you advised, that you tell them that you no longer working with them anymore?
I couldn't perform the work, I've got... They knew I had a stroke and I couldn't do it anymore, and my doctor told me to stop. That's what I told them.
To who?
To my my supervisor.
What is her name or his name?
His name was Darren Davis.
And what is his position?
He's the supervisor. He's the manager of the store.
And what day you advising him that you're no longer working with them?
No, I'm no longer working there.
Yeah, what day did you tell him about that?
Well, I was in the hospital, so I must have told him.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter called up there. I wasn't able. I was in.
Do you remember, or you can guess a name, what day it was?
I can't remember that. I think sometime in December. I just can't remember. But my memory won't let me remember. Yes,
what
ma'am.
Day from December you would like to choose?
I'll just say December before Christmas. December 1st, December 3rd. I'm just guessing right now. I'm not going to do the fraud. I'm just guessing.
Right. You're guessing.
I'm not going to do a fraud because I don't need money that bad. I need it because my bill's getting cut off. But I ain't going to go to jail behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, December. What day from December?
I think December 1st when I stopped.
Okay.
I hadn't heard, but when I get disability, if I do get this, do I tell y'all when I get disability?
No, ma'am. No, I will ask you later if you apply for a pension.
Ma'am?
I will ask you later.
Okay. Oh, y'all would already know, you say? I want to be truthful.
What happened with you, Miss Sears?
What happened? Made me sick.
Mm-hmm.
I was working, and then all of a sudden I started falling down, and going to one side, and then I went to the hospital, and they told me that that I had a stroke.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 1 second, please.
And I filed for, and my doctor told me when I went to him, when I got to the hospital, he told me to file for disability, which I did, but it's taking so long that I don't have nothing coming in but my retirement unemployment, my retirement benefits from Social Security. And I applied for disability, but it takes so long, I can't live. So I need some kind of money, you know, to pay my bills to keep living. Cause I get 868. You still on, ma'am? Hello. Why does this phone keep cutting off? Jotry, why does this phone keep cutting off? Oh God, this.
Hello.
Okay, you still? I'm glad you still longer. This phone, mine, keep cutting off.
Sorry, did doctor advising you that you have to quit, Monsieur?
Ma'am, say it again, ma'am. Are you still on? This phone is on my nerve. I should have went on your phone then. Are you still on, ma'am?